Within hours, President Trump is expected to start the process of pulling the U.S. out of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal that was negotiated during the Obama administration. The New York Times is reporting the president has already called French President Macron with the news. The 2015 deal put limits on Iran's nuclear program, destroying some of it. It sent fuel out of the country, dismantled centrifuges, installed inspections, all to prevent the country from producing a bomb. In exchange, the U.S., Britain, France, China, Russia, and Germany lifted sanctions that had been imposed for years. So, for instance, companies like Boeing could again sell planes to Iran. Trump has called the deal the worst deal ever. Senior officials from Britain, France, and Germany meeting in Brussels today stood by it. They say it's working, Iran has not violated it, and there's no plan B. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman starts us off. Michelle, the next periodic deadline for an American president to approve these congressional sanctions is this Saturday. The president renewed them months ago. Again, it's thought he will not this time. What will you be listening for at 2 p.m. East Coast time?
Well, mostly, Robin, whether or not there's a real strategy here. You know, the European leaders, including Macron, who you mentioned, have come to town one by one trying to convince Trump to stay in this deal and build up around it, you know, to deal with his other concerns, which were not covered by it. So what the Europeans were offering is let's keep it in place and work together to push back on Iran's other bad behavior in the region, its missile program, and to make a plan for what comes next when some of the restrictions are phased out over time. But Trump, it seems, isn't buying any of that. He wants to knock over the main pillar of this strategy and start over. But what I've been hearing is he hasn't really explained to U.S. allies how that's going to work.
And so what are some of the things you're looking for him to say today? I mean, for instance, we know that Trump and many of his supporters on this have said that the deal allows money to flow into Iran, which Iran then uses to support groups like Hamas and Hezbollah and support, for instance, the Syrian regime. What do you expect him to speak of that or simply to speak of the sanctions?
Well, that's something that he often talks about, and it's a question a lot of people in Congress are raising, too. You know, just this morning, the Republican chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Ed Royce, was chairing a hearing on Iran policy, and he said tearing up the nuclear deal is not going to recover the cash that was sent out to Iran under the deal. He says that toothpaste isn't going back in the tube. That was his quote. He also said he doesn't think it's going to galvanize allies into addressing Iran's dangerous activities in the region. He said withdrawing could push back those efforts, and he said Congress hasn't heard enough about an alternative strategy here. And this is a Congress that wasn't very supportive of this Iran nuclear deal to begin with.
Well, then there's the practical nature of this. You spoke with the former Treasury Department sanctions expert, Elizabeth Rosenberg, who told you, this expected decision is likely going to set off a scramble among workers at the Treasury Department to implement the sanctions.
He's not giving them any private lead time to prepare this guidance, which is going to take, in a best-case scenario, at least a couple of months to do. So the rest of the world will be confused, and the markets will respond accordingly, trying to figure out what this means and for whom.
Michelle, we're hearing from others that, for instance, the president might have to say, well, Boeing selling planes to Iran, can't do that anymore. But Airbus in France can. I mean, how does this get navigated? What else did she say to you?
Well, it's a very complicated thing. I mean, she was told me that when the original sanctions went into place, the Obama administration spent a lot of time explaining to allies what exactly it means. The ones, for instance, you know, there are a lot of sanctions on Iran. And every few months, the president has to waive them. The ones that are coming up this week are on the Central Bank of Iran, and they had been used to force countries to limit the amount of oil they buy from Iran, purchases that go through the Central Bank. And what the Obama administration did was it gave countries time to cut back on their purchases, 180 days, and they set a limit. If you cut back 20%, then you won't face sanctions. And, you know, you have to really explain to countries what they can and can't do, because they're not going to want to run afoul of U.S. laws. But they also, you know, under this deal, Iran, you know, legitimate business is supposed to be allowed with Iran.
So you're hearing it sounds like a lot of confusion from diplomats from these countries. This is your wheelhouse. Are there any supporting this?
Well, I mean, certainly all the people that were, you know, negotiated this don't support it. There is a school of thought that, you know, putting this amount of pressure back will get Iran back to the negotiating table to get a better deal. There are very few people who are saying that, certainly not the signatories of the deal. And let's not forget, it wasn't just Europe, but also China and Russia.
Yeah. Michelle Kellerman, NPR diplomatic correspondent, ahead of President Trump's expected announcement at 2 p.m. East Coast time, pulling the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.